With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump says violent immigrants are posing a threat to law-abiding Americans.
These are the new people. These are the people that we have coming into our country, and we're now known as, and all throughout the world, as an occupied country. We're an occupied country, can you believe?
At an event in Aurora, Colorado, the former president says he would launch a deportation effort named after that city.
I'm announcing today that upon taking office, we will have an Operation Aurora at the federal level. To expedite the removals of these savage gangs.
Florida residents returning to their homes after evacuating earlier for Hurricane Milton. The death count stands at 17 with an untold number of injuries, and plenty are still missing. Also, at SRNnews.com, gasoline prices have fallen.
For the first time all week, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in the country decreased on Friday. The new price is $3.20. A very slight drop from Thursday's $3.21. The cost of gas has increased four straight days prior to the release of Friday's pricing. Gas prices are a vital topic heading into the 2024 presidential election. With President Joe Biden deciding not to seek re-election, Vice President Kamala Harris, now the Democratic presidential nominee, must indicate how she will address the country's gas prices and energy costs, and how both affect the economy and people's finances. Gas prices remain higher today than they were when former President Donald Trump was in office. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Investigators trying to determine what led to that elevator accident at a former Colorado gold mine, leaving one tour guide dead. Teller County Sheriff says the elevator door was broken. Four people were injured. 12 people were trapped for several hours. This is SRN News. Chinese government doing some redecorating.
Communist authorities have been going into churches all across the country and replacing Christian images with pictures of President Xi Jinping or Chairman Mao Zedong. Crosses, crucifixes, pictures of Christ, they're all being pulled down and taken away, and the message is clear. Nothing is above the Communist Party in China. It's all part of an effort by the government to exert greater control over religion and every aspect of life in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians continuing in India under increasingly restrictive anti-conversion laws. 18 believers arrested this month on charges they were spreading the gospel. The vast majority of India is Hindu, and the government has set out to keep it that way. Christians often subject to extreme violent persecution throughout the country. This is SRN News. Problems with EV chargers.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating complaints about some juice box residential electric vehicle chargers after reports of fires and other electrical malfunctions. The NHTSA said that the Office of Defects Investigation has received six complaints alleging failures of NL X-Way's juice box level 2 residential EV charger. In one complaint, an individual claimed that charging their vehicle with a juice box led to an explosion in their garage that set fire to a home and rendered it a total loss. John Scott reported.
OpenAI may be facing a costly and inconvenient reckoning with its nonprofit origins, even as its valuation recently exploded to $157 billion. Nonprofit tax experts have been closely watching the company. More details at SRNnews.com.